Hello, everybody. Great to be with you again. My name is Fred Davis. I'm with AwakeningClarityNow.com, and this is another little clarity talk. So I wanted to talk about the benefits of non-dual clearing practices. I want to talk about the how and why of them. Because, you know, in a lot of teachings, practice is really a dirty word, but I want to tell you that it's not in this one. And I think it's becoming less dirty again after having gone from practices the way you do this, that extreme, to then the extreme of, no, we don't do any practices. And then we notice that, ooh, there's that all that big middle ground, which is that we do some, but possibly not for the reason that you think. The reason most people will tell you not to do any practices is that from the non-dual perspective, it seemed very clearly that there's absolutely no way that a unit is going to meditate or inquire or pray itself into or another into enlightenment. I mean, it's just not going to happen. I mean, we're not going to dance our way into enlightenment. We're not going to drum our way into enlightenment. We're not going to chant our way into enlightenment. Not directly, we're not. But what we can do is we can use these practices as a method of clearing. Of clearing the mind, cleaning the mind, and quieting the mind. Because a clean, clear, quiet mind will be able to hear truth more readily than one that is loud, one that's noisy, one that's full of junk. A lot of this is very subtle, and particularly in the higher levels. In the higher levels, it gets very, very subtle. But you still got to do these practices because of that subtlety on the higher level. But on the lower level, there's a hell of a lot more noise going on, so you need to do the practices for that. So on one thing, we're quieting it down just so that we cannot have the army trooping through our brain. And on the other side, we're trying to quiet down an already relatively quiet mind so that we can follow and hear the answers, so to speak, or the questions of this non-dual inquiry that we're trying to not only do, but we're trying to live them now. Once we found the light, then the key is, okay, what next? And the next is to the movement toward abidance and embodiment. And the way we're going to get to abidance and embodiment is by continuing on our journey after we wake up and probably doing some practices. I encourage them all. I'm not much of a prayer myself. I just am not. It's just not one of my habits, and I don't have anything against it. I'm all for prayer. Knock yourself. If that's what works for you, do that, please. I don't care what kind of prayer it is or who you do it to. Although I wouldn't go get into the habit of asking for very much. Those, what do they call that, petitionary prayer? I would look a little askance at that. But as far as just the loving prayer, the prayer of surrender, that's very powerful, and I would absolutely recommend it. So be in meditation. The meditation that I recommend is unmeditation, which is the practice of unmeditation is just sitting down and not doing a damn thing. You don't have to do this but 10 minutes a day. There's no point in doing it. Well, I mean, there might be some benefit, but I think but we get reach a point of diminishing returns. You can get develop a very powerful practice sitting down 10, 15 minutes a day and simply doing nothing. Practicing being what you are, because that's what they call it, practice. So do you think we're trying to practice our way into enlightenment? No, we're trying to practice being ourselves. And when I'm ourselves, we're taking that seat at the center of the world, at the center of the universe, and we're noticing what it is that we're already doing. And what we're already doing at the center of the world is nothing. I'm just, you know, as awakeness, I'm just allowing everything to be as it already is anyway. That's all. I'm not trying to change all this. What would I do to change you? Why would I want to change you anyway? Do you think I have any idea what should be going on here? I don't have a clue. And with no clue of what should be going on here, I have no clue as to how to direct it. So these clearing practices, the other one is inquiry. So what we want to do with inquiry is we want to bring it want to use the inquiry all day, and not just in little sessions. If you want to do a little session of specific inquiry, that's fine. But my recommendation is to use it all the time, because you want to constantly be checking your beliefs, because you can bet the bank that they're constantly arising. They're constantly coming up, and they're saying, "I'm Fred. Is that true? Are you willing to challenge that? Are you willing to question that?" So, and he shouldn't be wearing that shirt. Is it true? Are you willing to challenge that? Are you willing to challenge your beliefs, opinions, and positions? Your bops, as I call them. Because we're always doing just fine, and then we get bopped. On a belief, an opinion, or a position comes up, and it just knocks us for a loop. And the next thing you know, we're back in the dream, because we've disagreed with reality. It's always that. It's always that. When someone calls me or writes me and says, "Boy, I had a wonderful awakening with you. That was fantastic. However, it's gone." I mean, I could write back to every single one of them and then just ask them, "So what did you argue with?" Because that's what it is that I am absolutely as free as a bird, and then for some reason, because this body doesn't wake up, and as a result, the body still has got its little preferences and all that stuff, and I notice that the world is not living up to the body's expectations, or to the body-mind's expectations. So when I start to argue with what is, I will absolutely, I immediately am unawake. That's the truth. I may still be unconsciously awake, but I'm no longer consciously awake, because when I'm consciously awake, there's nothing to quarrel with, because I can't find a problem. I really can't find a problem. As amazing as that may sound to those of you who have not yet experienced the non-dual state, but the non-dual state is nothing to argue about. Nothing to necessarily write home about, unless I'm having a spiritual experience in it. And it's beautiful. It is something to write home about. I'm just being funny. But because it's beautiful, everything is already seen to be beautiful and perfect just as it is. So I don't want to ramble on too much. I would just call it. Take a look at those practices. They would really benefit you. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.